with Kelly and Todd on Coast 93.1.
Good morning, Blake Show, Kelly, Todd. If you want to shout out your boss, because your boss is like doing something really great right now, like we've gotten some messages from people who just love where they work because their bosses are taking care of them right now, or they're managing to pay, or I saw one company is still giving, like, the place where I take my dogs, they had to furlough their employees, but they're keeping their health care going. And I thought, well, God, I really love that, you know? And that's a weird thing, is the doggy daycares in Portland, it was deemed that they should close, but under the statewide order, they were considered essential. So there's some confusion there, you know, sort of discrepancy between the state and the local stuff.
Yeah.
But either way, I thought, well, that's awesome. You know, that makes me feel good about where I'm going to bring my dogs, right?
Yeah.
So 79 Coast, if you want to take a chance to shout out, like, your company, because they're doing good stuff for you right now, or they're, you know, they're keeping your health care going, or maybe you are one of those essential businesses and they're really taking good care of you and making sure that you have all the equipment you need and the safety and everything. Now, the reason I bring this up is because there's a guy who owns a restaurant. I got to remember where this is. And he, hold on, I have it written down here. Hold on. Hold on one sec.
Holding.
Indiana. And he's getting a haircut to raise money for his coworkers. And he said, listen, I will get a crazy haircut as long as you kick some money in that I can give to my employees who are not working right now because our restaurant is closed.
Yeah.
So he's getting a haircut to make him look like...
I'm Joe Exotic.
Oh, here, kitty, kitty.
The mullet-wearing, gun-toting, gay tiger zoo owner.
You do it so good. You really do. You never mess it up.
Well, I'm getting a lot of practice because we've been talking about the Tiger King just about every day this week. It's like the thing that's bringing some sanity to all of us because of its insanity.
Yeah.
This is what the guy said.
Or how are you doing?
We have 112 people watching right now. 112 people.
Want to know what's under this top?
I don't even know what's under here.
That was the reveal.
That's awesome.
So if you haven't seen the Tiger King, Joe Exotic has a bleach blonde, awful mullet.
Awful.
And you rarely see him without a hat on, but he does show it a couple times, and he's got the short hair on top, and then it goes down, and it's like, oh God.
It's just...
So I thought, you know what? That's awesome. Like, that's a good boss.
Yeah.
You know, he is getting the Joe Exotic haircut as a way to raise money for his employees. What is your boss doing? I thought this is a great opportunity to shout out that you love where you work. You know, we're trying to strike the most positive tone we can, but also be realistic with everything that's going on. And, you know, the state is basically shut down right now as of last night. And, speaking of haircuts, I guess this guy found someone who would actually do a haircut.
I know.
Now that I think about it.
Oh, actually.
How does this guy get a haircut?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Maybe it was right before the shutdown.
Well, I heard there was someone who said, listen, I've gotten messages from clients who were saying, can you come to my house? You know, I'll make sure to sanitize. And they were like, no, like, I could lose my license.
Yeah.
And lose my styling, or what is it, cosmetologist license? I don't know what it is for.
License, yes.
Right? It's not worth it, you know?
It's not worth it.
And that's selfish to say, no, I need my hair to look good. No one cares what your hair looks like right now. Everyone's staying home, you know? Put it in a ponytail. Or, you know, we decided I'm going to have Kelly's husband, Jay, come and French braid my hair when it gets long enough.
He totally would.
Because Jay can, I love that. That makes me love Jay even more, that he does the nail painting and stuff with his teenager.
Oh, he asked for your number yesterday. He was like, oh, I got to text Blake about how crazy you are right now. I'm like, no, you are not having Blake's phone number.
Oh, too bad. I'm already friends with him on Facebook, so I'm giving him my number.
Know.
79 Coast. Shout out, if you got a good boss, this is a good chance to shout out the good things, to take the spotlight and focus it on people who are doing good stuff right now. Like, you really love your company, they're taking care of you right now, or, you know, they're sacrificing so you're going to be okay, or at least be, you know, better than you would have been without their sacrifice. Like in the case of the restaurant owner in Indiana who's going to flush his dignity down the drain with that dye.
No, oh my
God. Or the Joe Exotic haircut so he could raise money for his employees. 79 Coast, it's a good chance to shout out good stuff. Chris, let me start with you. So you were in, like... You were at a jewelry store, like a pawn shop, and where they buy stuff, and you saw a guy do what?
There was a restaurant guy that came in there and had to lay off all his employees, and he felt so bad that he cashed in his whole family's coin collection so he could pay his employees for, you know, a few weeks, and I thought that was a beautiful thing.
He cashed in his family's coin collection. Yeah. That must have been quite a coin collection.
Yeah, and I don't know who that guy was, but he did it to help out his restaurant employees. And
oh, that's awesome.
And I thought that was respectable. So whoever did that, you know, good job.
That's great. Thanks for calling, Chris.
And thank you guys for keeping us laughing every day. So
we're trying. Yeah. We're trying. God, you know that we've never felt more pressure before.
I know. I'll be honest.
By the way, she totally reminds me of Rachel Ray, right?
Kelly?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I get totally.
She's got her own salsa.
Totally.
She's got the radio show, the TV show.
I know. She's going to be making dog food before we know it.
I know. Maybe I will. I have time. Oh, I have time.
All right, Chris. You're sweet. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Chris.
Kristen, hi, good morning.
Good morning. So, I just wanted to say that I'm not one of the lucky ones that gets to stay home, but I have to go to work.
Yeah, where do you work?
And I work at Maine Orthopedics.
Oh.
And even though we're not internal medicine, we're still on the front line because we have patients that have come in and need to be, you know, followed up with.
Absolutely.
Sure. Yeah.
Stitches and staples removed and all that fun stuff. But anyway, my boss is completely amazing because she has the best attitude. When all the men in the building are freaking out, she is like keeping everyone level-headed.
Yeah.
Donated her PTO time to everybody, whoever needs it. She has high spirits every day. Even if you can tell she wants to cry, she is like, no way, we're pulling through this. This is amazing. We're going to do it.
That's great.
And I just want her to know how awesome I think she is, and she makes it worth going to work.
What's her name?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Her name is Summer Ellis.
Go Summer.
Summer Ellis.
Oh, Summer.
Yes.
Summer Ellis, Maine Ortho. She's amazing. Really, really a great boss. And we're merging companies, and, you know, they can be like, well, we don't need you anymore. And she is still in this fight and
oh, boy.
Keeping everybody afloat, even if they told her not to come back tomorrow. She is
oh, no.
High positive attitude.
Okay, well, she sounds like someone they're going to keep.
Yeah.
Oh, I love her. I hope they do.
All right, Summer.
Summer, you're fired.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Ladies,
that's just a joke.
Down.
That's just a joke.
Summer is over.
Okay, stop it. This is supposed to be a positive thing. Supposed to be a pie jar. I'm just kidding, Kristen. Thanks, and good job, Summer. Good
That's
job for
awesome,
maintaining
Summer.
A good
and
attitude.
Kristen.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'm such a jerk. Okay.
Like, what are you doing?
Well, I'm like that mischievous little kid, you know, who's like, I have to needle, you know? All right, let me get Alex on. Alex, you want to give your employer or your boss a shout-out? Are you working still?
I am working still. I'm actually sitting in the parking lot waiting to go in right now.
Oh, where do you work?
I work at Patriot Subaru in Saco, Maine.
Oh, sure.
From Funtown.
Yep.
Yeah, and it's awesome. A lot of the dealerships, especially around this area, all prime, have all really, like, closed doors and have let a lot of people go. But Adam Aaron, the owner of Patriot, he's fully on board with wanting to keep everybody here, wanting to lose absolutely nobody, and I think that's absolutely awesome.
That's hard, man. You know, well, see, here's the thing, and I don't want to, and I'm not trying to defend Prime, but I mean, I think we should acknowledge that there are some businesses that will do, you know, it's really hard to keep paying, you know, I guess if you have a ton in the bank, you keep paying, but if some companies have their employees intentionally so they can collect unemployment and get those benefits and everything, so sometimes they do that.
Here.
Yeah, so it's a tough situation to be in as an employer, But good for Patriot Subaru for doing what they can. And so as a technician, so this talk about an essential thing. You know, just because you're not driving as much doesn't mean you're not going to run into bad luck and your car's not going to break down. And then you need Alex to fix it for you.
Yep.
Absolutely.
We need to make sure all the lesbians in their Subarus can still get around Maine.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying, I got to look out for the gals in my community, you know? Listen, you know?
I mean, you're not wrong.
That's all. Well, listen, we love you, Alex, and we love, you know, obviously I'm partial to Lee because I do advertisements for them, but I got to tip my hat to all the car dealers who are dealing with a tough situation and business is down and everything, but you still got to keep the service department running, so.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Good
I
for
mean,
you, guys.
I tip my hats to all the dealerships. I mean, it's been absolutely awesome. I mean, they could have closed doors as soon as we had thought of this, you know, and it's awesome that the fact that everybody still wants to stay open and really help people as much as possible.
That's right.
Yep.
All right, Alex, doing it for the lesbians. Thank you, Alex.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
I think I'm allowed to make that joke.
Yeah. Know.
I have lesbian friends.
Yeah, I mean, I do.
I'm just kidding.
As soon as you said, I was like, don't say anything.
No, I'm just kidding. No. There's a handful of straight people who drive lesbian cars, too.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna say Subarus.
Wait, what'd you say?
I said lesbian cars. Oh. It was a joke.